Navos, it is so lovely to have you on the hit list. How is it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I mean, this is so mad. The last few months have obviously been absolutely mad for you because literally a few weeks ago, a lot of people hadn't heard of you. And now you've suddenly got like a top 40 hit. What is going on? How does it feel?
Yeah, it's just, it's a bit mental really, like, you know, thinking about it, like from where I was from like December to now. Obviously, I don't know whether you heard the story about me working in Dunelm like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, like going from working in Dunelm to now like doing my dream job and being able to call myself like a full-time music producer is just like, it's crazy. It's just a dream come true.
It's amazing. So as you mentioned, yeah, you were working in Dunelm Mill like literally back in December. So what happened? Like, what was it that suddenly, you know, you were found and suddenly your track just went massive and you were like, you know what, I'm going to quit this job at Dunelm?
I think it was when once I signed to Ireland and I signed to like, you know, to obviously Ireland being Universal and stuff and everything, I was like, do you know what, I'm going to make this my full-time job and just go for it.
What were you doing at Dunelm out of interest?
I was on the tills.
Oh, were you? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I was on the tills.
So would you have like your phone under the desk, like with all the tunes going on whilst no one was actually there?
Well, this is it. It's like, it's just crazy because I had all, obviously all the, like, yeah, everything was going a bit crazy at the time. It was all starting. So it was just like, you know, getting emails and texts and stuff like that. And just being like, oh, I'm just going to the toilet. I'll be back in a minute. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's amazing. Do you know what? When I used to work in John Lewis, I used to do the same. I used to pop to the loo to have like a quick look on my phone break. I'm going for a wee and just have a quick scroll on Instagram.
Literally, that's it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's amazing. So tell me about the track, Believe Me. How did you write it? Where were you when you wrote it? How did it all come to be what it is now?
Well, it started off like it was in, obviously, as lockdown came in and stuff in the May, I was just like, I'm getting loads of time now, because obviously I said I was at uni and stuff, and I didn't have enough time, because obviously once lockdown came about, I had a lot more time to do other things. So I just put like loads of effort into it, watched loads of YouTube videos, taught myself, and then eventually I end up coming up with Believe Me around like, probably like November time. And then, well, I made it in my bedroom at home, on my headphones. It was in my girlfriend's bedroom at home. And then I wasn't going to release it. I showed my mates, I was like, what do you think of this? And they were like, oh, no, you've got to release it, you've got to release it. So I was like, right, okay, I'll release it and see what happens. Put it on SoundCloud, it got like 10,000 in a day. And I was like, right, wow, okay, I need to do something with this. And then I ended up getting a mate to put it on here, like a dance TikTok page. And then he put it on there and it just blew up from there. And then, yeah.
That is insane. And like, you know, that is just the story of how it is nowadays. TikTok plays a huge part in getting like your
it's
sound
such,
out
it's
there.
Such a mad app, honestly. It really, really is. Like the algorithm, like it's mad. Like you put a video on there, you get like 100,000 views, and the next video you put on, you get 100, and it's like, do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's so yeah, it's just so like what have I got to do with this
Hot
app to
cold.
Make it that's yeah. it yeah like what have I got to do with this app to make it like recognize me full time, do you know what I mean?
It doesn't seem to have any rules. Like you think like, yes, this is gonna go
no,
off,
that's it.
And then you put it up and you're like, oh, 5 likes, okay,
that's it, yeah, that's it. And then you like take it down and put it back up and it'll just blow up and you're like, well, why wasn't it good enough in the first place?
Yeah,
yeah,
so
it's just
weird.
it's a crazy app.
Now I really want to know, what is the name Navos about? Because obviously that is like your sort of performance stage name, but
yeah,
I know
yeah.
your real name is actually Ross Harrington, which I love.
Yeah.
So I really want to know where Navos came from.
Yeah, so just before I went to university, I wanted to go into the Navy. My granddad was in the Navy and stuff, so it was like a family thing. It was like, you know, sort of, I want to follow my granddad's footsteps sort of thing. And then, for the first part of it is Navy, which is obviously the Nav bit. And then the OS bit is Ross. And I just put it together and made Navos.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that makes perfect
sense.
That's
it. And the first name I came up with was Ravy. But I was like, I can't have that because it sounds too much like gravy, so I can't have that.
Sorry, that cracked me up. I just wasn't expecting it.
No, that's
that.
It.
Ravy.
DJ Ravy.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's it, and that's like Navos, and well, that's like Navy and Ross, but the opposite way around. Yeah, it's crazy.
That was really crap me off. I don't know why. Oh, so funny. Well,
it.
Navos, it is so lovely to have you on the hit list. Congratulations on your absolute banger.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it now. Would you like to introduce it on KMFM?
Hey, this is Navos, and you're listening to Believe Me on KMFM.